Chapter 4. The meeting begins. Andrea tried to behave in a friendly way. "Before we begin, let's welcome Jamie Taylor," she said. "Jamie's here from Canada, and he's staying for the entire school year. Mrs. Parker wants him to write articles for the Thornhill Times."
"Jamie, tell us a little about yourself," said Melanie.
"Well, my dad's a psychologist at the University of Toronto, and he's on sabbatical this year," explained Jamie. "So he came to Britain to do some teaching and research at Nottingham University, and that's the reason why I'm here too."
"Is the rest of your family here?" Melanie asked.
"My entire family is just my dad and me," Jamie answered. "My mother died a long time ago." Andrea felt embarrassed. "Melanie always asks personal questions," she thought. But Jamie didn't look offended.
"Okay, everyone, let's start the meeting," said Andrea. "The first edition of the newspaper was good. Now we've got to talk about the next one, which will come out next month. Has anyone got any ideas for exciting articles?"
"What about the supernatural?" asked Jamie. "I've already written some articles. We can have a series during the year." Everyone except Andrea seemed to like this idea. Andrea became alarmed. Jamie was presenting his new ideas so fast.
"Now wait a minute," she said. "Not everyone is interested in the supernatural."
"Oh, Andrea," exclaimed Melanie. "Lots of students really like that kind of stuff."
"What is this supernatural anyway?" asked Andrea.
"The supernatural," said Stephen, suddenly paying attention.
"The supernatural is a term referring to phenomena or events for which science has got no explanation."
"I don't need a dictionary definition, thank you, Stephen," said Andrea, becoming angry. "I meant the supernatural is illogical, it's not educational, and it's so new."
"New?" exclaimed Jamie. "It's older than history."
"Oh, don't listen to Andrea, Jamie," Zach said. "We all love her, but she thinks anything invented 100 years ago is super modern."
Everyone except Andrea tried not to laugh. Andrea, of course, didn't think it was funny. Then Elaine spoke.
"Andrea, we know that this is the school newspaper, but the topics don't have to be purely educational."
"Well, I can see that you all think Jamie's idea is a good one," said Andrea, irritated. "But I don't agree with you. Are there any other ideas?"
Everyone was silent.
"Well, if you all like the idea of the supernatural so much, maybe someone else should direct this part of the meeting instead of me," she said, and sat down slowly, disappointed.
No one said anything. Then Jamie stood up and spoke.
"Well, if everyone agrees on including something on the supernatural, we should choose a topic."
Jamie continued to talk. Andrea tried not to show how upset she was. First, Jamie came to the editorial meeting to observe. Then he decided what to put on the front page. And now he was directing the meeting. For the next 10 minutes, the group made suggestions for Jamie's article. Would the subject be visitors in dreams? Ghosts? Psychics? Finally, Elaine suggested having a séance and writing about it.
"It'll be so exciting," she said. "I've got a Ouija board somewhere at home, a board for communicating with the spiritual world."
Stephen, Zach, and Melanie were very enthusiastic, but Jamie looked doubtful.
"Jamie, don't you like the idea of a séance?" asked Melanie.
"Well," said Jamie, "I've directed several séances before, but I've never contacted any spirits."
"We've got to decide on the article for the front page," interrupted Andrea.
"Okay, everyone," said Jamie. "Let's discuss the séance another time. I've got a general introduction to the supernatural. It's perfect for the front page. Does everyone agree to use it?" They all murmured their agreement.
"So, is that part of the meeting finished?"
asked Andrea rudely. Can we continue with other matters, please?
Elaine, it's your turn to talk, she said.